Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
Hi, it's me, Anya, and welcome back to Cozy Room Podcast.
Hey guys, it's Ari. Welcome back to Cozy Room.
Womb, girl.
Womb, girl.
Hey. All right, we are here. We are here. All right, that's perfect. Okay. Welcome to episode 12 of Cozy Womb Podcast. My name is Shan. I am the mama of the girls. And this episode, I'm talking about parenting health because it matters and it does make a difference. As parents, we are in a constant help, feed, keep the child safe and on target mode, right? And great parents, involved parents, tend to back burner their needs, and we shouldn't, because we are the engine to the family. So we have to make sure that we're also good. We have to make sure that we're also healthy and we're ready and we're prepared and we're able. In every decade of life, our kids fundamentally need us, okay? Not just till 18, in their 20s, in their 30s, in their 40s, maybe even in their 50s. We have to learn to balance ourselves with raising kids and making sure that they are healthy. Let's talk. Welcome to Cozy Womb Podcast. It's thought time. Okay, let's have these thoughts. My thoughts, that is. All right, so in my opinion, at 30, there are some health things we need to be paying attention to when it comes to us being healthy parents, whether it's mom or dad. Because in your 30s as a parent, your metabolism slows down, which is going to mess with your digestive system, which is going to make you feel slow and sluggish and just a bit heavier when you need to pass your waist faster, okay? Your time to exercise more is going to dwindle if you don't make time. The things that you've been eating for the past 20 years are going to slow down on how it is digested in your body, which is going to make you high risk to be a diabetic because there's more sugars in foods. Foods are less natural. Artificial sweeteners are in everything. High salt, like, there's all these factors we have to watch, and we can't eat a whole thing of Ben and Jerry's like we used to eat. Me, I used to eat a whole container of Ben and Jerry's for breakfast in high school and college and not care, not gain 1 pound. That cannot happen right now. If I eat ice cream for 2 weeks, you're going to see ice cream for 2 weeks on me. Our joints are not as great, so arthritis is definitely going to be a thing. So that's something we have to be mindful if we are parents in our 30s trying to keep up with our kids. In our 40s, at age 40, you have to watch your alcohol consumption. I'm not a big alcohol drinker, but I know a lot of people are. pull back, because a lot of the wine in this country is FDA approved with a lot of chemicals that are not natural in that bottle of wine that other countries ban, but the FDA allows it because, you know, money, politics, wanting companies to have options here to make more money so they can get more money. So if you want to watch your body, try to look for organic, natural wines instead of the standard wines that are in most grocery stores or liquor stores. You want to check out a Sprouts or what's that other store? I'm in a brain fart. Whole Foods, to see if they have natural wines, or like small mom and pop stores that may order in natural wines. In your 40s, you want to be mindful of high blood pressure based upon the foods that we eat, not exercising on a regular, not drinking enough natural spring water, asthma, you know, that's a whole nother thing. When we're dealing with respiratory infections, people with asthma or heart issues tend to end up in the hospital more than someone else. And when you're in your 40s, a lot of people don't live past their 40s. A lot of people pass away in their 30s because they're not taking care of their body. They're not paying attention. But their kids have everything. Their kids go to the dentist, the pediatrician. They get their physicals. They go to the eye doctor if they're having seeing problems in class. But we try to say, oh, I'm going to make the appointment. And the appointment time comes up, I'm going to push it back because I got this going on. Okay, I'm going to make the appointment. Make the appointment and stick with the appointment. Because if you're not here, if you're not in your best of health, who is going to take care of your kids? And I've been in a position where I got surgery to get my fallopian tubes taken out. And I was no good to my kids for at least 4 days. Which means I had to have help with the girls. I had to have somebody keep the girls. I had to have, you know, things set up in place for me to be able to be on heavy drugs for pain. Even when I got my tooth taken out, I was on heavy medication. I can't sleep all day and take those pain pills and drive around and do stuff with the girls. I feel crazy. So to avoid that and to have a village to be able to help you when you don't feel your best is super important. Realistically, that's the only time I really do feel single is when I'm down for the count, but my kids need me, right? And some parents are in a position where they are married and there's another spouse in the house. Some people are parents, but in a position where they're cohabitating with someone they kind of like, and there's another adult in the house. I don't have that. You know, it's just me and the girls. So I have to be on top of avoiding being down for a few days. Even when it comes to them being sick and catching a cold, I'm dodging sneezes. I'm dodging coughing. I'm dodging them talking directly in my face because I don't want to get sick. My version of being sick and getting a cold is not their version of being sick and getting a cold. It's going to last longer in my body. I'm going to be more annoyed. I'm going to be short-tempered. I'm not going to feel good. I'm not going to move my best. And everyone in here being sick and out of school, okay, that's one thing. But if I'm out of work, who's going to pay these bills? And so it's a bigger factor for me as a parent to catch a common cold. When it comes to parents in their 50s, okay, we still on thoughts. We not even in the episode yet. Osteoporosis is a big thing. There's a lot of people who do not take their vitamins. There's a lot of people that do not take the proper amount of veggies in their system or drink the right fruit. Okay? Be mindful of that. You need vitamin D. You need to be eating your banana. You need to be eating your raw peppers that have more vitamin C than an apple. You need to be, you know, eating your grapefruit. Okay? Depression sets in when parents are in their 50s because most of the time your kids are grown. They're not in the house. Nobody needs you on a daily basis as much. And you sort of fall into this position of being forgetting about. Or, you know, oh yeah, my mom is over there. or my dad lives over there. Yeah, he has his own house. No, he doesn't have to go to work. You know, they have their own car. You know, I haven't talked to them this week. I haven't talked to them this month. Like, and if you don't have a hobby or something that you have going for you, it can get really lonely. So people do get depressed more so in their 50s. And if you're someone who is scared of death and you're in your 50s and you're not in the best health, every day can be like a lot of pressure. Also, heart disease sets in your 50s. All these men and women that are so into, ooh, I want to go to the steak shop. I want to eat this steak. I want to eat this. I want to drink this and all that. Heart disease sets in around your 50s. Sometimes earlier if it's hereditary. So just be mindful of, are you pushing back, taking care of yourself a little bit too long? Are you trying to stick around for your kids?
The new Super Beats Heart Chews Advanced is now supercharged with CoQ10. Support your healthy CoQ10 levels and blood pressure with 2 chews a day. Visit RadioBeats.com and save 15% with promo code DEAL.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.
Kids when they're adults? Are you trying to stick around for your kids when they have grandkids? Like, or you, when you have grandkids? Think about that. Like, what position are you really trying to play? Are you taking care of your body in a way for you to stick around? And that's some thoughts I want to stick with you. Let's get into these table topics. All right. I'm going to pick 2 questions from the table topic stack called Do-It-Yourself Therapy. I'm almost done with the stack, but we're going to keep it moving. How soon after a relationship ends do you get rid of mementos? Immediately right after. Once a Gemini is in their feelings, they do drastic things in the moment of their feelings. So I remember throwing away like this whole circle cookie pan of just memories of me and my first ex. Then I used to have this box that I created just for my second ex. Threw that away. I only kept like 2 journals and something else. I think like a concert ticket out of the whole box. And then my third relationship, he had gave me like this bear for Valentine's Day and a card. I don't know what happened to the card. I want to say I saved the card and it's in my art stuff, but that got thrown out because my brother put it in storage with his ex-girlfriend and she didn't pay the storage bill, so that's gone. And when we broke up, I ended up giving the teddy bear to one of my cousins, my baby cousin, because I didn't want to see it no more. So yeah, we do drastic things. I try to get rid of it as much as possible. I've thrown away very comfortable boxers from an ex. I don't want to keep nothing. Next question. What parts of you fight with each other? OMG. The part of me that wants to save and have a plan versus the part of me that feels like I deserve it. Every day. Hey guys, I hope that you're enjoying the show. This is Cozy Room Podcast, and I just want to let you know that there is show merch. Where? Cozy Room Shop with Teespring. And don't forget to check out the podcast books on lulu.com. Now back to the show. Thank you for tuning in to this one woman show, one woman podcast. My name is Shan and I am the mom of the girls. And if you would like to know more about me and these podcasts, check out shanbpodden.com and my TikTok.
Hey sis, if you don't like getting attention at the gym or while running errands, you might want to skip this ad. But if you're like me and love to be asked, where did you get those leggings? Or that hoodie is cute, where did you get it from? Well then let me tell you about 1977 Hustle Lane. 1977 Hustle Lane is where fly gear and dope culture live. From your leggings to your tanks and of course to your hoodies, they will always have you feeling and looking your absolute best. So stop what you're doing and go check them out at www.1977hustlelane.com, on Facebook at 1977 Hustle Lane, or on Instagram at 1977 Hustle Lane. I promise you won't regret it.
Here we go.
Back to the show.
Back to the show.
Raising kids ain't easy, okay? People rarely designate godparents anymore like they used to. Ari doesn't have any godparents. Anya doesn't have any godparents. I never designated it, never made it a thing. Because in your mind, most times as a parent, you just think you'll be around, but life happens, okay? So if you can and you know a good, you know, friend or family member that you trust and you like how they raise their own kids and you think that they think on a logical, loving mindset, and you wouldn't mind your child being looked after them until they got a bit older if you weren't here anymore, go ahead and make that a thing. A lot of people only want one kid, okay? And I'm not telling you have to have more, but how do we stick around for our grandchildren if we're not taking care of ourselves? How do we make sure that we are not a burden to our kids? How do we prevent boredom? Okay? How do we keep active? Make sure that your memory is sharp. But how? What are you doing on a daily basis to make sure your memory is getting better? What are you making sure that you're continuously learning despite being in your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, your 70s? Like, how are you keeping up with the times? And there are a lot of changes regarding our body that we have to be aware of, such as if you're having consistent bad headaches, go see your doctor. Let them know. Don't let it go unsaid. If you're having repeated faintness, go see a doctor. Talk to someone about it. If you're having abdominal pain, go see a doctor. Go talk to someone about it. You know what people don't pay attention to? The fact that once they get sick, once they have a heart attack, once it's an emergency, the doctor is going to talk to the closest family members that are there at the hospital or are there at the scene. And they're going to ask them, does this person have a history of this? Does this person have this? Do you know of anything they possibly ate this week? Do you know of any allergies that they have? And the amount of people who do not know their parents that well is crazy. The amount of people who do not know their brother, their sister, their uncle, their auntie that well is crazy. So get to know what, you know, your parents are dealing with. Talk to your kids about what you're dealing with medically, how you're feeling. Is the back of your eye hurting? Like, all of this leads to a bigger issue. Your body is basically the alarm to your brain to say, hey, you should check out this area. You should look into this. Next time you go to your doctor, maybe you want to mention this area hurting. Maybe you want to mention this spot getting bigger. Maybe you want to mention this big rash that's spreading on your body that you're unsure about, but you keep scratching it. Like, start listening to your body. If you are experiencing random chest pain and it's getting harder and harder and it's lasting longer and longer, look into that. If you're experiencing random suicidal thoughts, look into that. Talk to a doctor about that. Be honest about it. If you have breasts and you do your hand exams after the shower and you look at your body and one boob looks a bit more deformed than the other one. Beyond regular breastfeeding, beyond years of, you know, it might shift, it might change, or nipple looks strange, or it's indented. Look up all of the things that will tell you something is not right. Talk to your doctor about it. If you are experiencing shortness of breath, talk to your doctor about it. Bleeding using the bathroom, talk to your doctor about it. It could be your kidneys, it could be your colon, you just never know. Fast weight loss, yeah, some people want to lose weight and it's great. But if you lose it too fast, that can also be something wrong in your body. If you're noticing a lot of weight gain, that could be a thyroid issue that you never knew you had. Talk to your doctor about it, okay? If you're experiencing spots on your skin that are weird looking, go see a dermatologist, okay? Depending on what it is with dermatology, it may be covered with your health insurance, okay? If you notice long-lasting bruising on your body, talk to your doctor about it. If your arms feel weak randomly throughout the day, talk to your doctor about it, because your arteries are connected through your arm that go to your heart. What's up?
I feel like I'm affected or something.
She said she feel like a bat.
What?
She said she feel like a bat.
Give me the clippers. I needed to cut her nail.
Yeah.
I'm transforming.
You transforming? Into what? Give me your nails.
Look.
What? Stop scratching.
I don't need to play with her and fight.
I'm in the middle of recording.
Sorry.
Is that room clean?
Yes. Hey guys, this is...
Be quiet.
What are you recording on?
I'm recording right now.
But what, what'd you call it?
What?
Podcast.
Yeah, what podcast?
I'm still learning.
What podcast?
Cozy Room.
Hey guys, this is Cozy Room Podcast.
They know.
And Shane is recording and
I'm
cutting
the
chills
right now. Okay. They're going. Yeah, check. Those are all body symptoms to watch. And then when you get in your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, you have to ask yourself, how often should I be going to the doctor? When you have a PCP, which is a primary care physician, you should be going yearly, annually, okay, for a checkup. Blood pressure check should be every time you get a doctor's visit. Gynecologist for women, yearly, okay? Dermatologist for everyone, yearly. Eye doctor every 2 years, dentist every 6 months. For women, you want to make sure you're getting pap smears, mammograms, a skin check, colorectal cancer screening. Has something to do with your rectum. Okay, get comfortable with getting these things checked. Okay, if we want to stick around for our kids, we have to make sure that we're really taking care of our bodies. It might be time for you to cut back on a lot of sweets. It might be time for you to cut back on the salt. It might be time for you to maybe do one steak per year or once every 6 months. Maybe you should be leaning more towards a vegan diet. Okay, juicing more often. Exercise daily. You don't have to use it where you go to the gym every day, but if you don't use it, you will lose it. Okay, if you don't move your legs a lot, it'll be harder for you to walk a mile. If you don't ride a bike, it might be harder for you to get used to your joints going up and down on a bike. If you don't do jump rope a lot, it might be hard for you to do jump rope. If you don't stretch often, it might be hard for you to do stretches. Look up your insurance and see what is covered under your insurance to help, okay? And when it comes to dads, men, dads usually ignore the shortness of breath, the snoring, the sadness that they feel, erectile dysfunction, okay? Stress, Lower back pain in a lot of men usually means they need to clean that colon, okay? Get comfortable with getting colonics, okay? Cleaning out waste that is not moving, that's in there for years. Because when waste sits in the body, it just seeps into your body and causes diseases to form in your body. Parasites are allowed to live in your body, so clean out your body. You're gonna feel a lot better. You're gonna look a lot better. Your skin's gonna feel better. Your hair's gonna look better. You're just gonna be a better individual when you start taking care of yourself. In your home, take out all of the toxic chemicals that you spray on everything. Try to get really natural with what you clean with. Get used to having more plants in your home, more sunlight. Don't be in a home that uses a lot of toxic cleaners, smells like bleach all the time, a lot of hairspray, a lot of makeup, a lot of like insecticides, bug killer. All of that stuff is not good to be ingesting on a daily basis. Smoking, if you can stop smoking, the sooner the better, okay? But a lot of y'all, it's too late for y'all to stop the smoking because of how horrible your cough been sounding for the last 20 years. And by the time people who smoke every day, multiple times a day, is like, okay, I want to stop smoking, your lungs are already horrible. And our body needs our lungs to be in tip-top shape to help move and expand what we need throughout our body. Help our heart be able to be that vessel to help us pump what we need throughout our body. So don't start taking care of yourself too late when you feel like your time is dwindling. Start doing that as soon as you can, okay? Juicing is not going to help you if you're just going to put smoke back into your body, all right? Saying you're a vegan, but I gotta smoke 5 times a day is not gonna help you be your best. Saying you're a vegan, but you drink all this alcohol all the time, you gotta have your drink, is not gonna help you be your best. So you either wanna be better and be better, or be ignorant and say, I'm gonna do what I wanna do. You know? I'm gonna do my best for my kids, and if I go, I go. Cool. I'm not gonna fight with you, but I'm just saying, if you want to be around, be a healthier parent by being more aware and doing what you need to do about it. Thank you for listening to Cozy Womb Podcast. I hope you heard this loud and clear. Parenting help does matter. This was episode 12, and I'll be back next Monday with another one.
Bye.
Bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.